This is KERA News. Like so many other places, animal shelters across Texas have had to close their doors to limit the spread of the coronavirus. But that doesn't mean they've abandoned the little critters. As KERA reports, shelters are coming up with clever ways to care for animals during the pandemic. Long hours at a Dallas-based software company had kept Kelly Hamilton from adopting a pet. So when she found out her bosses wanted people to start working from home, she decided to foster a dog. Now, she's sharing her apartment with a black mouth cur named Amaris from Dallas Animal Services.
And it's just nice to have like another responsibility added on, and just kind of like having her to play with and walk definitely has helped the stress.
It's also been a big help to the shelter. Dallas Animal Services has the third largest intake numbers in the country. They take in more than 40,000 pets each year. Leah Bacco, the shelter's public information coordinator, says they started preparing for the eventual shelter-at-home orders weeks ago.
And at that time, we were actually a little bit concerned because we were getting very close to capacity, which is kind of when we start really pushing adoptions and fosters and, you know, we're running out of space at that point.
After that first push, DAS adopted out or found foster homes for more than 160 dogs. But during that same period, Bacco says they took in more than 200 new dogs. That's why, pandemic or not, DAS cannot afford to pause adoptions and fostering. To keep up while practicing social distancing, Dallas Animal Services launched drive-through adoptions.
We will have you pull up to our, you know, front door, and we will load the dog up in your car and send you on your way. Exactly.
Other shelters have taken this approach too, including the San Antonio Humane Society, Austin Pets Alive, and the Fort Worth Animal Care and Control Shelter. Those places are still housing dozens of dogs and are looking to place pets with other people who suddenly find themselves stuck at home.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We want to reassure you that Houston SPCA is still here and we're still operating.
That's Joe Sullivan, Vice President of Development at Houston SPCA. She started popping up on the shelter's regular Facebook Lives to let followers know the organization is still up and running for the greater Houston community.
Our ambulance in Harris County will continue to run. Our cruelty investigators will be out on the streets taking calls and investigating felony-level animal cruelty. And lastly, our Wildlife Center of Texas is still taking in animals. We may have to stay.
Julie Kenstel handles communications for Houston SPCA and says coronavirus is just another obstacle the shelter will have to overcome.
We've been here for almost 100 years. We're well-versed in responding, especially to hurricanes, but we've had some unprecedented emergencies and just the past couple years.
Because of those past experiences, Kenstel says, like Dallas Animal Services, Houston SPCA came up with a plan before COVID-19 started shutting down Texas cities.
We had a mega adoption event, and we had 176 adoptions. It was a curbside adoption based on the CDC's safety guidelines. We had it outdoors, but it was a good event.
Since then, they've placed all of their adoptable pets in forever homes or foster homes.
How you doing, Phil? Hey, Phil. Hey, buddy. Hey.
Darlene Azinski of Dallas says she started fostering pets nearly 2 years ago and loves it. The retired product marketing engineer took in a one-year-old pup named Apache just before Dallas County's shelter-in-place order went into effect. And she doesn't mind at all that she'll probably have to hold on to Apache a lot longer than she expected.
It gives you something to look forward to in the morning. And, you know, the thing about a dog is, I mean, they're going to love you probably more than you love yourself.
Azinski says some folks may be scared about fostering or adopting animals right now, given all the uncertainty. But she says, we're going to make it out of this, and pets are going to help us. So why not help them? I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.